Happiness comes from loving, not being loved. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Happiness comes from loving, not being loved. Oh, how much we all would love to be loved. How much we all would love to have everyone in the world love us. How good that would feel that everyone thought we were just wonderful, that we were just praiseworthy, and that we were praised all the time. How beautiful that would seem to be, and how rewarding that would seem to be. But is that really the truth? Is that really who and what we are? Think about who and what we really are. Happiness comes from loving, not from being loved. When other people love me, it's because I have first been loving. When other people think kindly of me, it's because I have first been kindly to myself and my world. Whatever anyone in the world thinks of me or loves me, it is because I first have been unconditionally loving with my world. Not an individual necessarily, but with the whole world. Every individual is included in the world, of course, but with the world, I have been unconditionally loving with the world. And it only takes a little momentary experiences to be unconditionally loving with the world. It only takes little momentary concepts, attitudes, thoughts, expressions that do it. When you look at someone who is struggling and you say, "You're doing so nicely. You're doing so beautifully. I could just see you a wonderful success. You are so great." And the person knows that they're struggling, and they know that the success is quite a ways away for what they would like. But the little reward of our appreciation of recognizing they're doing their best, that they're working on it, that they're expressing something beautiful and good, is more of a blessing to them than we'll ever know. And it's only because we saw it. It's only because we saw our reflection in the other that made the gift of our giving all the more fabulous. It's only because we saw in us the reflection of who we are that we were able to be the glorious beings that we are. It's not a matter of giving compliments. If we want to call them compliments, that's all right too. But it's not a matter of giving compliments. It's a matter of giving recognized praise, recognized appreciation, recognized awareness that this other person is very special. This other person is very good. This other person is very wonderful in some very grand way. Now, to do this means we have to build up a habit. We have to build up an attitude. We have to build up a practice of recognizing ourselves in others. That's not an easy thing to do because we're so interested in seeing ourselves be good that we sometimes don't realize that the people in our world are our reflection and are good too. We do something nice for somebody, and then somebody else does something nice for somebody, we say, "Oh, you copycat. Oh, you're doing it just because I was doing it." Mentally, you may say that. You may not outwardly say that. Outwardly, that'd be very cruel. But mentally, you think it. Mentally, you think, just because you're being nice, other people are being nice. Well, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what life is all about? Happiness comes from loving, not from being loved. And when you love others and you see them expressing that love, when you love others and you see them revealing that love to all in their world. Oh, yes, you had a finger in there. It was how you were the role model for that love. Yes. You gave it out without expecting anything back. You gave it out without expecting anyone to copycat you. You were just being your original purity and integrity. You're just being your loving self. You're just being your happiness person. Happiness comes from loving and not from being loved. Every time I look at any experience in life, and it tickles me, it makes me happy, I think to myself, oh, isn't that wonderful? And of course, I must stop using that, isn't that wonderful? But it is wonderful. Truly, it is wonderful. And I look at the experience and I say to myself, wowee, isn't, yeah, see, that is nice, that is nice, that is nice. And every time I say, that is nice, every time I say, that is wonderful, I empower it again and again because I see it. I don't see them like me. I see them through my eyes, and therefore they are exactly like me. I see them through my eyes. I see happiness that I have given away. I see happiness that I have shared with my loving. And I see that, and I have no idea how it's going to whirl around and around and around and come back and hit me and embrace me and love me and enchant me. Yes. Happiness comes from loving, not from being loved. And my life is a life of happiness. My life is a life of unconditional love where I love everyone. And I don't love everyone because I think everyone is wonderful. I love me. And as I love me, all that I do for me is all that I'm able to do for my world. And my whole world is a reflection of what I think about myself. That's a very important point. My world is a reflection of what I think about myself. Now, if I think of myself as a nice, loving, gentle, beautiful person, if I think of myself that way and I act that way, then that's the way that I am. And that's the way that my world is. I only see in the outer what I am in my inner being. I only see in life what I am in me. I only see in my world who I am inside of me. That's all. And if inside of me I see beauty and goodness and right action, truth and love and positive attitudes of every kind, then that is just who I am. That is all that I am. And that is all that matters in the entire universe, is who I am. And I am a happy, happy, happy fellow. Yes, I am a happy fellow. And I'm a happy fellow because I'm a loving fellow. And the more loving I am, the more happy I am. The more love I give away in the sparkle of my eyes and the joy of my heart, the more love that I give unconditionally to all in the world, the happier I am. Yes, happiness comes from loving, not from being loved. Because nobody can love me. Nothing can love me. Nothing on the outer could tell me how wonderful I am more than I in my own heart know of myself. Than I in my own heart live in myself. I live the happiness, the love that I am. I express it in my word and my deed. I express it in every single thought that goes through my mind. And everywhere I look, I see happiness. I have thoughts that go through my mind occasionally, because I have lived in the world where there are thoughts that go through the world's consciousness occasionally, which are not necessarily the highest and the best. And I let them pass through my mind sometimes, and when I do, I pay a heavy price. For if I do not instantly say every time I see something that I feel is not my highest and best, if I do not instantly say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, I am that I am the power and the light, I am the goodness, I am that I am. Yes, instantly I must leap on any possible thought that might be contrary to my original purity and integrity, that might be contrary to me and my unconditional love. I have to be always the master. Now, saying have to is not a thing that I teach, but it's not a thing that I do either. But I choose to be positive in all my thinking. And because I choose to be positive in all my thinking, the law of cause and effect, put that into motion in my life, and positive attitudes, positive world, positive life is all that I know. I'm not known as an unconditional lover. I am an unconditional lover. I'm not known for peace. I am peace. I'm not known for wealth or health or happiness or joy or peace or harmony. I am all. And when I become known for it, and I'm aware that I'm known for it, then I'm embraced by the fact that I know it. And that's not the important thing. The important thing is, what have I given to my world? What have I loved in my world where love was a blessing, where love was something that was timely, where love was a cement that bonded together all of the attitudes and all of the imagery and all of the visions that life is? Am I the role model, the ideal role model for all that is good and beautiful? Happiness comes from loving, not from being loved. Happiness comes from loving. It doesn't make me happy because somebody loves me. It makes me happy because I love somebody. It doesn't make me happy because somebody shows me great joy and great peace and great wealth. It's only when I show others through my happiness and through my unconditional love how wonderful I think they are. Can I stand up at all times and be counted as my original purity and integrity? Can I stand up at all times and be aware of the truth of my reality? Can I stand up at all times and be a loving being? Under all circumstances, some may be challenging, but under all circumstances, can I look beyond the challenge to see my love shining through? When the sun breaks through the sky may have been overcast, and the sun begins to break through, it's just a beam at a time. It's just a sun ray at a time shining forth. And it'll sparkle a little area here, a little area there. And we look up and we see it sort of trying to get through the cloud. But it's really not trying to get through the cloud. The sun is just shining because that's its nature to shine. And it's shining out, and pretty soon the cloud disappears. And the sun is all. Warming, lighting, illuminating, blessing all the universe. And I am like that sun. I am the happiness that I am. And I shine through the cloud No matter what the cloud may be, no matter what the circumstances may be, I shine through with my love. And little by little, the circumstances, the appearances, the cloud disappears. And all that's left is the great loving me in the great blue sky, unhampered, uncontrolled by anything, just shining and beaming and revealing to all the world that the bright light of happiness is all that matters. Peace is all that matters. Love is all that matters. And that's where I am right now. Yes, happiness comes from loving, not from being loved. The sun is happiest as it shines, not because something else shines on it. It is its own glory, it is its own magnificence, it is its own beauty. And that's what you are, that's what I am. Have a lovely day and shine away. Let your happiness beam out. And love all of your creation without judgment, without limitation of any kind, unconditional. And watch it be just so fabulous right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.